Echo Central Tura to all units.
And around this time each and every Tuesday, we catch up with one of the members of Mildura Police, and it's Toby again this week. Toby, how are you? On your own this week, flying solo?
Yeah, just thought I'd wander over by myself, but yeah, doing very well, thank you.
That was it, and last week was enough, wasn't it? It's like, no, you can go and do it yourself.
Pretty much, yeah.
Look, there's always stuff happening when it comes to traffic. Unfortunately, what's happened over the weekend?
Yeah, and unfortunate is a good word to use, but on Friday evening, a 27-year-old female was intercepted and conducted a roadside breath test. They found out she had a suspended learner's permit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she underwent the roadside preliminary oral fluid test, which produced a positive reading. She was transported to Mildura and underwent a further oral fluid test, which produced a positive reading for methamphetamine. So the female's also in breach of her bail conditions, which was not to drive a motor vehicle or be in possession of a drug dependence.
No.
So she was remanded in custody to attend Mildura Magistrates Court this week. So she, the list goes on with her.
It's honestly, she's not the only drug driver of the weekend, either.
No, unfortunately. So Sunday afternoon, 63-year-old male driver was intercepted by police in Birdwinton. Driver was detected travelling at alleged speed of 96 kilometres per hour in an 80 zone. He underwent the preliminary oral fluid test and produced a positive reading. Again, transported to Mildura, and for the further oral fluid test, produced another positive reading. So he was suspended for driving for 24 hours for them to kind of finalise everything, and he received a penalty notice of $363 and loss of licence for 6 months.
Unbelievable. Now, was he the only speeder for the weekend?
No, unfortunately not. So early out Sunday morning, 20-year-old male was intercepted on 15th Street, Mildura. The male was detected travelling at an alleged speed of 115 kilometres per hour in an 80 kilometres
zone. Really?
Yeah. So the driver received a penalty notice for $591 and a loss of licence for 3 months. So 20 years old, he's barely been driving. And
still on P-plates.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Wow, that's phenomenal. And is there anything else, local police and highway patrol, numerous people over the weekend, just too many to mention, apart from, we just highlighted those three, of course. Three or four, how many was? That's the thing, I'd lose count.
Yeah, and just early hours Sunday morning, two males were arrested for allegedly drunk in a public place. Both taken to Mildura Police Station, received penalty notice for $661 each.
That's an expensive night out, isn't it?
Very. Much more than I imagine you initially planned. But yeah, and another female was arrested for an outstanding warrant, and she was bailed to appear at Mildura Magistrates Court.
It's busy time, unfortunately. It shouldn't be. Look, festive season. Always we finish with a community message at the end of our catch-up every week. What's the community message for this week?
Yeah, and following on from the incidents we just spoke about, with a lot more celebrations and everything going on, we just implore people to find alternate means of transport if you're going to an event that you might be drinking, because clearly there's people out there doing the wrong thing or not kind of abiding by the rules. So drink driving, drug driving, you're gonna get caught out, as you've just heard from the previous incidents.
Yeah,
so just try and arrange other means of transport and just plan ahead, because we want everyone to stay safe on the roads.
The plan B, I like that. That was a New South Wales thing, wasn't it, the plan B?
What's your
plan B?
Yeah.
But it does apply. It does apply.
100%, yeah.
As always, Toby, a pleasure.